Sarah Benedetto is the Chief Operating Officer, Center for Family Health. We thought we'd touch base with her after we heard last week. Sarah, it might be easier now to get a COVID-19 test. Is that true? And good morning, by the way.
Good morning. Good morning to you. Yes, that is true. We are testing anyone essentially who would like to be tested. Certainly those with symptoms are encouraged to get tested, but we have plenty of testing available, plenty of test kits, and essentially anyone that is interested in being tested can now be tested.
So even if you're not, if you have no symptoms?
Yeah, even if you don't have symptoms, even if you're not an essential worker, those were our two focus areas up to this point.
Mm-hmm.
So
who's paying? I don't know if we've talked about that. Who's paying for these tests?
So the tests are the insurance companies are paying for it. Medicaid, Medicare will pay for the testing. And then anyone who's uninsured, we will make sure that there is no cost to the individual. So the lab companies that we are working with have processes in place, and they will be covering the cost for that as well.
How many tests have you guys done over there? Any idea?
Well over 1,700. I don't know what the count is from the weekend yet, but as of Friday, it was about 1,700 tests have been completed. So, and about 5.5%, roughly around 5.5% of our tests have come back positive.
Mm-hmm.
So, though the numbers are small, we still do see that there are individuals testing positive for COVID. So we all need to continue to wear our masks and practice social distancing, even when we're out and about trying to resume normal activity.
So are you getting back to normal over at the Center for Family Health?
Yeah, I guess I would call it the new normal, which is we're seeing patients in our office. We have things in place to help make sure that it's safe to come back into the office. And we would really encourage folks to go back and make sure that they're taking care of their other healthcare needs. Certainly, it's time to get back into your provider's office if you haven't yet and you have needs, or to at least call and make sure that you're taking care of any other chronic health conditions.
Sarah Benedetto with us. If you need information, I know you guys have provided a hotline.
Yes, we still have our hotline, and that number is 748-5363, 748-5363, and we still have three testing sites for open to folks, our downtown location. We're still open at Martin Luther King Center, and then we also are open at our Northwest Community Health Center out at Kidder Middle School in the Northwest area. So, and also, we're offering free blood pressure screening at the MLK site. So that's available for anyone. Even if you don't want to get a COVID test, you could come out and get your blood pressure checked.
There you go. Sarah, thanks for the info. Yeah. Appreciate it.
Sure. Thank you. Have a great day.
Yeah, take care. From the Center for Family Health, Sarah Benedetto. So if you want a test, you can get a test. And essentially, it sounds like all of those tests are free.